$20.
Hi, hon. Betty Lewis.
Hi, sweetie.
Isn't this the most beautiful Sunday morning you ever saw? Or aren't you up and around yet?
Oh, wide awake and full of pep.
Then listen, dear. You know about the concert this afternoon at the Memorial Hall.
Yeah, sure. I was going to call you, see if you'd like to be among those present.
I'd love to. And why don't we make a day of it?
Suits me fine.
Maybe pick me up for an early lunch, take a walk in the park,
uh-huh.
and go to the concert, and go somewhere and get married, then have dinner together, and maybe find something to do this evening?
Sure, why not?
You mean it, Johnny?
Sure, just let me put on my best bib and tucker, and I'll... Whoa.
What's the matter?
Oh, somewhere along the line. Did I hear you say something about getting married?
Sure, why not?
Oh, well, now, look, honey, let's not kid about that.
Who's kidding?
Oh, you know how I feel about you. And if it wasn't for this crazy, risky job of mine...
And it's all off?
Oh, doll, let's face it. It doesn't really make sense right now.
Okay, Johnny. Bye.
Oh, no, wait. Betty. Hello. Oh, well, Dollar, you dope. You'd better drive on over and see that gal and try to... Oh, now listen, honey, Well, what I meant to say back
yeah,
there...
Yeah, what did you mean? And what's this honey stuff?
Huh? Who's that?
Pat McCracken, Universal Adjustment Bureau.
On a Sunday morning?
On a Sunday morning. Listen, I've got to see you, Johnny, right away.
You mean for an assignment, some insurance investigation?
I sure do. Now listen...
No, sorry, Pat, I can't. Not right now.
Look, I'll run on over there to your apartment.
No, Pat, no.
Now wait just
no,
a minute,
no,
Johnny.
I won't be here.
You'd better be.
But I tell you... Hello? Hello? Oh, son of a gun, doesn't Pat realize that sometimes there are things more important than... Oh, well, I suppose I shouldn't have barked at him. Maybe after I've kind of smoothed things over with Betty, I can... Okay, now listen, Pat. Instead of your coming over here, just give me a couple of hours to take care of something personal, and I'll drive over and see you, and you can tell me... Pat?
No, Johnny, this is George Reed at Floyd's of England.
George?
I know this is a Sunday morning, and it's hardly cricket to call you.
George,
today,
I'm all tied up.
This is a real emergency.
I'm sorry, George.
It involves Alvin Peabody Cartwright.
Huh? That old crackpot?
Now, you know you really love that old character.
All right, so what? It just happens that right now
what's
I've got...
more, to... he's probably responsible for more of the big fancy fees that have been paid you than...
George, listen, I'm sorry, but nothing that involves Cartwright or anybody else can possibly be more important at the moment than something personal I have to do and right away.
Nothing, Johnny?
Nothing.
Not even murder?
Huh?
CBS Radio brings you Bob Bailey in the exciting adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar. To the Universal... No, to Floyd's... Well, now, wait. Before this case was through, there were enough insurance companies involved to... Well, anyhow, it's an account of expenses incurred during my so-called investigation of the Five Down matter. Three phone calls, all within a couple of minutes, all demanding my services immediately. And I promised to call them right back. George Reed at Floyd's of England, Pat McCracken of Universal Adjustment Bureau... And frankly, more important to me, the best gal friend, Betty Lewis, on account of maybe I'd left the impression I was trying to give her a brush off or something. And as the people who listen to these reports know very well, that I would never, never do. Yeah, that's it. First I'd call Betty, but as I reach for the phone again... Huh? Johnny Dollar.
John, thank goodness I found you in.
Huh, who are you?
It's vital that I see you at once, immediately.
Yeah, I said, who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
Why, Johnny, this is Harry Branson of Philadelphia Mutual Liability and Casualty Insurance Company.
Harry, look, if this call is about business...
Well, of course it is.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm all tied up. But if it's something that can wait...
I'm afraid not.
Because I have two or three other things that I have to attend to first.
So what I will do, John, is this. I will give you the address of where you must go.
No, sorry.
Then you can fly on out there and do it.
Harry, no. And I'm sorry, I'm really sorry.
I know, you said that, but now, John...
Look, I... Well, as soon as I can get these other things cleared away, I'll call you back, huh?
Call me back?
Yes.
But good heavens, John.
I'll call you back.
John!
Holy. What is this, anyhow? You'd think the world was coming to an end. Oh, now wait. My call back to Betty. Huh? Oh, come on. This is carrying...